So in a 60 Minutes interview, former Vice President Dick Cheney talks about his heart pacemaker, implant, whatever it is, and how the cardiologists disabled the wireless function of it because they were worried that terrorists may hack into it and assassinate the vice president. Isn't that crazy? It's just something out of a TV show or a movie. Before he had a heart transplant 20 months ago, Cheney was seriously ill, and he had undergone several life-saving procedures in the past, including an implantation of a defibrillator. Cheney had that replaced in 2007, and his doctor, cardiologist Jonathan Reiner, with whom he wrote a book, had the device's wireless function disabled so a terrorist couldn't send his heart a fatal shock. Some years later, Cheney was watching an episode of the Showtime hit Homeland in which that terrorist scenario was woven into the plot. And that's something. You know, Dick Cheney, love him or hate him, he's been able to survive a long time. And to see something like that in real life and then played out on television just makes you wonder about technology today. It may be able to save you, but then again, they may be able to jump in and try and kill you. Luckily, it saved him. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.